Yes, AI is an incredible tool. Yes, it's going to free up so much time. But what are we doing with that time? And to me, using it and investing it back into your people, engaging with your people, speaking to the blocks that often hold people back, that to me is the big opportunity for us as creators.
I'm Amy Porterfield, ex-corporate girl turned CEO of a multi-7-figure business. But it wasn't all that long ago that I lacked the confidence, the budget, and the time to focus on growing my small but mighty business. Fast forward past many failed attempts and lessons learned, and you'll see the business I have today. One that changes lives and gives me more freedom than I ever thought possible. One that used to only exist as a daydream. I created the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to help you do the same. If you're an ambitious entrepreneur or one in the making who's looking to create a business that makes an impact and a life you love, you're in the right place, friend. Let's get started.
Well, hey there, friend. It's been just about a year since I've had my work husband, the peanut butter to my chocolate, and dear friend, Stu McLaren, on the podcast. Do you know what that means? It's high time to have him join me again for a candid conversation about the big elephant in the room, AI. But this time, we're talking AI and memberships. As you know, AI has been a big part of our world for a couple years now, becoming increasingly integrated into our daily lives and our businesses, and let's be real, transforming entire industries from healthcare to finance to manufacturing and retail. In my own business, we've embraced AI, and we have found that it's helped us to streamline our processes, increase efficiency in things like copywriting and content creation, and so much more. And as AI continues to evolve at a really fast pace, the future is a little bit unknown. And when we are talking courses and memberships, I think we need to have a bigger conversation and a specific conversation around AI. And that's what Stu and I are going to talk about today, and how we've adapted in our own businesses when it comes to AI, but also where does it fit into memberships, because Stu is literally, I call him the Mac Daddy of all membership trainings and insight. So the question is, how specifically will AI affect membership businesses moving forward? How can it help? How can it actually hurt, or will it? And how do you continue to thrive as a course creator or a membership creator with AI? And Stu gives really great examples of how AI can fully advance your success with a membership. So he gets into specifics here. He is my very favorite person to talk shop with all the time, and he's impacted my business in many, many ways. So I'm always excited to talk to him. And what's fun about this podcast episode is Stu and I talk almost every single week. We share ideas about business. We share our struggles, our challenges, our wins. So we're constantly in communication around business. That's why I call him my work husband. And Hobie's well aware. And so this is like being a fly on the wall. This is stuff we talk about via voice text or now on the podcast. So you get to kind of come into our conversation. So if you're curious about AI, if you've ever been curious about creating a membership or you have a membership and you want it to thrive and do even better, this is the episode for you. I won't make you wait any longer. Let's bring on our guest, Stu McLaren. Well, well, well. Welcome back to the show to my work husband, Stu McLaren. So happy to have you here.
Buddy, it's always a treasure and a treat. Great to be here.
It's been a year, so a lot has changed in a year, and I'm excited to talk all things membership, but with the twist, because we're also, as you know, we're going to talk about AI. So AI has been around for a couple of years now, although it really wasn't until last year, about this time, that entrepreneurs started truly embracing it in their businesses. So I thought I'd ask you to give a quick overview first, before we get into details, about how AI has impacted your business. And I want to hear the good, bad, ugly, like what's working and what's not working for you when it comes to AI in your own online business.
Thank you for that. First off, I think AI has all kinds of preconceived notions about it, right? And what's fun is that it is opening up opportunities for us in the course and membership space like never before. And that to me is what's exciting. So for example, like AI has dramatically streamlined so many processes that used to be very cumbersome. And I'll just explain one simple one. Like, I don't know if anybody listening in their courses or in their memberships ever does Q&A with their members. And if so, then there's a very good chance that you have been asked the same question over and over and over again. Amy, has that ever happened to you?
Maybe just once.
Okay, maybe just once in the case of Amy Porterfield. But in my case, I have been asked same questions over and over and over again. Now, the way in which we used to handle this was like, I would do live Q&As and I would answer the questions. After the Q&A was done, our team would take that recording, they would go through it, and they would time code when I was answering a particular question. Then they would upload that to the members area and they would notify the members whose questions I had answered as to where they could find the answer to their question in the timeline. And then, so it was like this cumbersome process of like, do the Q&A, then we download the Q&A, then we time code the Q&A, then we'd upload it again to our members area, and then we'd notify the members. It was like this whole thing. It was like a big, cumbersome process.
Yes.
Well, now, thanks to AI, I answer questions, and instantaneously, it's already added to the members area. It's automatically transcribed and so forth. But members can search in that Q&A and be taken right to the moment when I'm answering their particular question. But even more, Amy, is that AI has now allowed us to build like a library of all of our Q&As that we've ever answered ever in the space of time. So in actual fact, like if we didn't want to interact with our audience live, we could have this library, which we do, that they could ask questions, and it goes through our entire library and it says, oh, this bit is relevant. Oh, yes, that bit's relevant. Oh, this thing that Amy said 2 years ago is relevant. And boom, it stitches it together in one comprehensive response that is tailored to the question somebody's asking. And it also gives them references to where they can go and hear more. That streamlines that process. That makes it easier for us on the back end. And it makes it a better experience for members on the front end because they get answers to their questions instantly. So that kind of stuff where it streamlines the process. Another example is how it personalizes the experience for members. So we may or may not explore this some more in today's episode, but you know, personalization in our course experience, in our membership experience is becoming increasingly more and more important. If you're treating everybody the same, then you're not utilizing AI to its full capabilities to be able to serve your members at the highest level. So now instead of treating all members as the same, what we can do is we can ask a few questions when they come into our membership or our course, and then we can tailor the experience to them. Like that's mind-boggling. That couldn't be done before. Now it can thanks to AI. Now here's the last one that I think is most exciting. Are you familiar with Mr. Beast?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Beast has hundreds of millions of YouTube subscribers.
Yes.
But what's interesting about that is so much of the growth has actually come from him expanding to foreign markets. So what he did was he took his videos that he was producing on his English channel and he started creating other foreign channels like a Spanish channel, a Russian channel, a Portuguese channel, a French channel, Japanese channel. He has a channel for Hindi and Korean and Arabic. And so what's happened is that he was before hiring a translator to go through his videos, dubbing it with like another voice in a native accent, etc., and then, you know, catering his videos for a foreign market, and it's exploded his growth. Well, here's what's exciting about AI.
Wait, so AI will do that for you?
AI can now do that for all of us. So the crazy part now, Amy, fast forward a year from when this kind of technology was starting to emerge. My team sent me a video the other day. It was in my voice, okay? My voice speaking Arabic.
What?
I was like, shut the front door. It was me. It was me. My lips are moving. My voice is speaking Arabic.
Wait. Like, it looked like you were saying the words.
You could not tell that it was not me live in person.
Whoa.
Speaking Arabic. And the crazy part about this, if we just take a moment to pause, it just allows us as creators to reach a far bigger audience. Because I know everybody listening here is listening in English. But newsflash, the majority of the world does not speak English. Like, the majority of the world does not speak. They speak all kinds of different languages. So imagine being able to produce your content in your native language and then instantaneously being able to have it available in Spanish, Russian, Portuguese, French, Japanese, Hindi, Korean, Arabic, so many more. I got to tell you, the Spanish stew, whew, he sounds suave, let me tell you.
I'm sure it's amazing. I'm sure it is. Oh my goodness, that I'm just even thinking of beyond courses and memberships, our podcast just in general. I remember when Lewis House created a Spanish YouTube channel for his podcast. I don't know if he used AI, but I'm guessing he does now. But I think it hit like crazy high numbers really quickly.
Well, and this is it. It allows us to reach a more global audience. It allows us to serve people in their native language. That to me is more exciting than anything else. Again, to me, I look at AI. Yes, it helps us brainstorm and get creative. Yes, it helps us streamline our processes. But to me, the most exciting parts about AI is it allows us to help our people get a better result with by personalizing the experience to them. And it allows us to reach a more global audience, allowing us to serve more people, help more people. That to me is the exciting part about AI.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so staying on this topic of AI, with AI tools like ChatGPT and Gemini and Perplexity, information is more accessible than ever. And because of that, some people can make the argument that the value is actually decreasing. Like, as entrepreneurs in the knowledge industry, this can be a bit concerning because, let's be real, we want our audience to come to us as the experts to seek out information. So what are the shifts that creators and entrepreneurs need to make to combat this and position themselves as authority in their space and not be overlooked because someone can go to ChatGPT and get the answer they want?
Amy, I'm just going to give you and everybody a harsh reality.
Okay.
They're absolutely right. The value of their information is dropping dramatically.
That freaks me out.
But here's the thing. It's not just about information. Like, the ultimate positioning for us as creators, as teachers, as coaches, the ultimate positioning is not about the information that we're providing. If you want to be positioned as the go-to person in your industry, don't focus on the information, focus on the results. If you are known for helping people get a result in whatever area of expertise it is, it doesn't matter how much free information is available. Because newsflash, information has been available for free for decades. Like, hello, old school, let's go talk to the libraries. Libraries have tons of information. Hello, YouTube, tons of information. Hello, social media, tons of information. Hello, Google searches, blogs, tons of information. The information has always been readily available. But the difference is there's a big gap between knowing the information and actually getting the result. And I'll give you just a real world example of this. Let's say, Amy, that I want to become a world-class swimmer. Well, I can go on to ChatGPT and I can ask, hey, what would be some swimming drills to help me become a world-class swimmer? Hey, ChatGPT, can you give me a workout regimen for becoming a world-class swimmer? It could give me all of that stuff. I could go onto YouTube and I could watch video after video after video of how to become a great swimmer. But is that going to make me a great swimmer? No, I actually got to get in the pool. I actually got to start implementing the stuff that I have learned. And worst part about it is in a pool, I can't see if my butt is like sinking down when my butt should be out. I can't see if my head's all over the place. I can't see my stroke. So that's where a coach, a facilitator, a creator like us who can help bridge that gap between knowing what to do and actually getting the result. So moving forward for us, it's less about the information, more about the experience. It's less about the stuff, more about the facilitation of consuming the stuff. And when we make our information easy to consume, easy to access, easy to find, that creates more time for you and I to pour into our people and focus on them, helping them consume more and implement more. That is going to be the difference maker for us as course creators and membership site owners moving forward.
Oh, I could not agree more. I love that you made that known. I haven't heard a lot of people talk about it that way. And so I'm so glad we're touching on that. Okay, so I want to talk about memberships and AI. But before we go there, you are the Mac Daddy of all memberships.
The Mac Daddy? Thank you.
Mac Daddy of memberships. Put it on your business card. It's the truth. And you're the only person I recommend when it comes to teaching people how to create and launch memberships. So before we get into AI and memberships, tell me right now, why are you still loving memberships? Why do you teach about memberships? Where are memberships today?
Well, before we jumped on, you asked me how I was feeling. And I told you that I am feeling better than I have in probably 3 or 4 years. And you asked me how am I feeling about memberships before we started recording. And I said, I have never been more energized or alive when it comes to memberships than I am right now. And the reality of it is that I believe in memberships because of the stress that it alleviates from business owners, because of the stability and predictability that it creates. And I was reminded of this recently, okay? You saw the headlines were all about TikTok and TikTok potentially being banned. Let's take a time out for a second. There are 170 million people in the US who use TikTok, but there are millions of business owners who depend on TikTok for traffic, leads, and sales. And in a flash, boom, their entire business could be shut off. So what's happening is you've got all these TikTokers who are panicking because they're having the realization that, oh my gosh, like things could be shut off overnight. And so they're trying to move their followers to a new platform, or they're trying to get them on email, or they're trying to make some sales. Like it's panic city, right? Well, the reason is because they've just discovered a massive vulnerability in their business. And this is not new to people who've built businesses on TikTok. Business owners experienced the same thing during the pandemic when the doors were shut and all of a sudden, all these business owners who were used to people coming into their storefronts now have no customers. And it was panic city. And this happens time and time again, because as business owners, we're so close to it that we often just keep doing and keep doing and keep moving forward, but we don't take a step back to look at what are our vulnerabilities. And we all have them. It might be a platform like TikTok, or it could be Facebook, your ad account down, or it could be whatever, right? A platform related vulnerability. It could be a seasonal vulnerability. Do you know that, like, in Canada, we just had our warmest winter ever. It destroyed the ski resorts that depend on snow. And then you think of the ripple effect. Then there are all the Airbnbs and hotels that are around ski resorts that now don't have people coming to them. All the restaurants that don't have the same, the people that are producing like winter gear. Like that's a vulnerability, a dependency on a season, right? And we all have these vulnerabilities. But that's why I love memberships and why I'm more passionate about it now than ever, because a membership eliminates so many vulnerabilities that we have in our business. Because at the start of the month, we don't have to guess where the sales are going to come from. We know with certainty what we are going to get paid at the start of the month, because we have a certain number of members paying us a certain amount each and every month. That just relieves so much stress. That's why I'm so passionate about this. That's why I keep talking about product-based memberships, service-based memberships, knowledge-based memberships, and community-based memberships. Virtually any business can have a stable source of recurring revenue if they just take a step back and look at how they could incorporate a membership into their business, they will find there are many ways that they could do that. And immediately it's going to create all kinds of stability for them. That's why I'm passionate about this.
Okay. Love your passion. I couldn't agree more with everything you said. I'm a huge fan of memberships. Near the end, we're going to touch on membership or course. It's a question that always comes up. So stay tuned because we're going to go there and a few other questions that often come up with memberships, especially if you're following me about courses. So we're going to get there. But let's talk about AI and memberships. So what are some of the major shifts that you've seen in membership businesses since AI has taken the world by storm?
Well, I think the biggest one, we briefly touched on it earlier, is personalization. Personalization is around us nonstop, whether we realize it or not. Amy, if I log into your Netflix account,
yep.
What kind of shows am I going to see?
Well, a lot of girly ones. Emily in Paris, Love is Blind. They're all very guilty pleasures.
Okay. You're not going to see those if you log into mine. And that's my point. Like, you log into yours, you're going to see different shows. You log into mine, you'll see different shows. You log into anybody who's watching and listening, they're going to see different shows when they log into their account. So what's happening? Well, Netflix isn't giving everybody the exact same experience. They're personalizing it based on what you like, what you're watching, what you're not watching, what you're watching all the way to the end, you know, all those kinds of things. And so that personalization is happening around us. It's Netflix. It's Amazon. When you go to Amazon, there's different purchases. It's in social media, in our feeds. Like, the experience that we have on a day-to-day basis is being personalized for us by these big companies. And so naturally what's happening is, like, more and more people are almost expecting that level of personalization. And so that to me is one of the biggest exciting innovations when it comes to memberships and AI, is that now AI makes that level of technology available to everyday people like you and I to be able to serve our people at the highest level. And here's just a very basic example of how this comes into play. If somebody comes into our memberships, not everybody's going to be equal. We're going to have some people who may be in the very beginning stages of learning XYZ. And then you're going to have other people who are much more advanced. Maybe they've been doing XYZ for a certain number of years. Well, if somebody beginner comes in and they see advanced content, they're immediately going to feel overwhelmed and they're going to bounce. And if an advanced person comes in and sees beginner content, they're immediately going to be like, psh, this is not right for me. I'm out. So if we're providing the same experience for everybody, we end up actually alienating a huge chunk of our audience. But if a beginner comes in and we ask them a couple questions and we identify they're in the beginning stages and we start showing them content that is meant for beginners, it makes it so much easier for them to get into it and to start applying and implementing, and they're excited, they're building momentum. Likewise, if an advanced person comes in and they see advanced content, they're gonna feel that that membership was made for them. And that's the difference. It creates a better experience for our members. It gets them consuming more, getting better results. And PS, for membership site owners, it means much higher retention. And that is a more profitable business. So everybody wins.
We are online marketers, which means we have unique needs. And there are so many options out there for paid media. Sometimes it's hard to figure out where should you go to reach your ideal audience. But here's the thing. Have you thought about LinkedIn ads? LinkedIn ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers, and it allows you to build the right relationships and drive results and reach your customers with meaningful content. You do not want to sleep on LinkedIn ads. And here's the thing, 79% of content marketers said LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. I hear it from so many of my peers, and I know you're doing important work. And with that, you want to make sure that the work you're doing is getting in front of the right people. And that's what LinkedIn ads will allow you to do. So let your marketing efforts connect with the right audience and get a $100 credit on your next campaign. So if you go to linkedin.com/Amy, you can get that $100 credit. So that's linkedin.com/Amy. Terms and conditions apply. I know you're focused on marketing and selling your digital products, but I know many of you also have physical products, and I want to talk about Shopify. Shopify is a user-friendly commerce platform that helps you, my dear online entrepreneur, build an online store and make more sales at any stage of your business. They're the force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other businesses at every size. Let me tell you why Shopify is an online entrepreneur's dream platform. It's because it helps turn your browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout experience. In fact, it converts 36% better compared to other leading e-commerce platforms. Yeah, loving that. And I don't know about you, but as an online entrepreneur, my customer's experience, especially when it comes to checking out, is so important. Plus, not only do they support your customers, they support you as the entrepreneur. Shopify's award-winning help desk is there to support your success through every question and every step of the way. There's a reason Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/made easy, all lowercase. So go to shopify.com/made easy now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/made easy.
Oh, I love this. I'm not going to get into too much detail, but we're reworking Digital Course Academy and having two tracks, one for complete beginners and one for those who already have an email list, have an idea of a course, kind of ready to go. So using AI inside of a course platform to give the people what they need right from the get-go, you are absolutely right. Our retention will be higher. There's no doubt in my mind.
And it just wasn't available before. Like, can you imagine a membership site with thousands of members and trying to personalize the experience manually for each of them? It's impossible. That's why nobody's been doing it, right? But now AI makes that possible. So for me, that's like one of the most, you know, incredible experiences. And then the other big advantage of AI is that, again, it allows us to streamline so many processes. Processes that used to take like hours and multiple people, like we talked about with the simple Q&A as an example, right? That could be streamlined into seconds. Or like, you know, us producing this podcast with one click of a button, immediately having summaries, key takeaways, social quotes, like emails that we could send out around that piece of content. All of that's available now, so it shrinks time. Now, this is the key piece here. Yes, it dramatically streamlines and reduces the time it takes for us to deliver that experience. The question then becomes, what are you going to do with that newfound time? And that is the opportunity. Because by streamlining our operations, we create more time. With more time, we can now spend more time pouring into our people, more time engaging with our people, more time helping people in the areas that they need the most help, aka is normally mindset. And so what this does is it creates more breakthroughs for our people, therefore leading to more results, therefore them staying longer, et cetera, et cetera. So for me, it's like, yes, AI is an incredible tool. Yes, it's going to free up so much time, but what are we doing with that time? And to me, using it and investing it back into your people, being, you know, engaging with your people, having your finger on the pulse of where they're struggling, what's really going on, speaking to the blocks that often hold people back, that to me is the big opportunity for us as creators.
Oh, absolutely. And it goes such a long way. If you want a customer for life, that's where you want to be spending your time, on that community. So it makes perfect sense. So since we're talking about memberships, a lot of people listening are curious about creating a membership. Should they create a membership? Well, let's go with the question that first comes up all the time. Should you create a course or a membership? And I think you do a really good job of explaining which one to go with and why. So will you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, you know, buddy, you're like the chocolate on the peanut butter. They just go together. It's the same with courses and memberships, right? It's not a question of one or the other. Like, every course creator should have a membership, and every membership site owner should have a course. And the reason is because different people like learning in different ways. That's number one. And when you think about the experience, A course allows people to go deep in a subject matter, learn a lot in a very short period of time. That's a huge advantage, right? Like, that is something that people want. When they're hot and hungry about a particular topic, they want to be able to absorb as much as they can, as quickly as they can. A course serves them at that point. But a membership provides us the opportunity to help people really master what they've learned in the course. So much like I was talking about with the swimming example, I can watch as all these courses on swimming, but there's this gap that I've got to bridge between knowing what to do and then actually implementing it. And that's where a membership supports people, is during that implementation phase, when they are putting what they've learned into action and they need some pointers, some guidance, some tips, some hints, some, hey, you know what? Like, that's pretty good, but if you try this instead or tweak that, then you're going to get exponentially better results. And that's where a membership complements a course. So it's never one or the other, because even if you started with a membership, there are still people that are going to want to go deep fast and they want to have a crash course on this particular topic. That's where a course comes in. So it's not either or, it's both. They complement each other and they support the people that we're trying to serve at the highest level.
Amen. So yes, for those of you who don't know, I do have a membership called Momentum, and you might not know about it because you have to first go through Digital Course Academy, the program I launch every September. Once you have access to that course, you get an exclusive invite into my membership where it's all about implementing, creating your course, launching it over and over again so I can go on the journey with you. But that, Stu taught me everything I know about memberships, and it's such a beautiful way to support our course students. So I'm all about courses and memberships. I think you should have both. So I'm totally with you there.
I just want to touch on one other thing, if you don't mind. I was wondering if you could actually speak to the experience that you have with being with those students over time and seeing that progress. Because to me, that's one of the most rewarding things as a creator, is being on that journey with people over time. Talk to us about that.
You're so right. So when you have a membership that comes off of a course, you get to go on the journey with those students. So Digital Course Academy is 10 weeks. So after 10 weeks, I could lose touch with all of my students. But those that continue into a membership afterwards, not only do I get to troubleshoot with them, do I get to learn more about what they need, what they want, where they're winning, where they're struggling, I get to see their success along the way. So there's people in my membership who have been there for 3-4 years, and I get to see what they've done over the years, and it's incredible. Like, some of them have hit the $1 million mark, and when they started DCA, they had $0 in the bank from digital courses. So you're right, it's very rewarding. I remember why I'm willing to do the hard work, why I'm willing to get uncomfortable and try new things, why I'm willing to show up for my students when I'm tired, because of the success that they're getting is absolutely fueling me.
Yeah, and that's why, to me, I just love both courses and memberships. We joke that they're like peanut butter and chocolate. They're just meant for each other, but it truly is. And if you are creating content to serve people in some capacity, then you should be thinking about both, not one or the other.
Yep. And you can have the membership first and then create the course, or the course first and then invite into the membership. The membership doesn't only need to be for those who went through a course. That's just the model I chose. Stu's going to have a really cool free training where he's going to get into all of this. So stay with me for a few more minutes and I'll tell you where to go. But he answers a lot of these questions about how a membership could fit into your business. Can you launch it before you even create it? Like, can you make money from a membership before you create it? The answer is yes, but he's going to get into it in even more detail in his upcoming free training. So stay with me and I'll tell you about that. But tell me this, Stu, what do you believe continues to be the glue of highly successful memberships?
Well, I think that there's a lot of, you know, interesting things that people who are adjusting to this new AI world are realizing. And I know that the memberships who lean in heavy to having a more human touch and experience in their membership will actually dramatically separate themselves from everybody else moving forward. So it comes back to the thing that we talked about, using AI technology to free up space, time, and then using that time to pour into our people. And that may mean like more facilitating more community related experiences, facilitating more work, co-working sessions, more time to engage with one another, more masterminding elements. But the community element is really important. And that what that comes down to is our ability to facilitate. And P.S., that doesn't always mean that it has to be you or I. It could also be our team facilitating that experiences. But what is happening is that, you know, when we talk about the glue, it's like people are joining a membership because they're wanting some result in some area of their life. It might be improving their relationship. It might be training a dog that's peeing all over the house. It might be improving a skill, like learning a guitar or learning to paint or whatever it might be, right? Or learning to build a business or learning to build a course business. Like, there are all kinds of outcomes that people are joining memberships for. We have to keep that the highest priority. At the end of the day, like, if we can't help move people closer to the outcome that they're after, they're going to leave. But in all my years of running memberships and teaching literally tens of thousands of people how to launch, grow, and scale highly profitable memberships, I have never heard anybody leaving a membership because they're experiencing too much success, right? Like, somebody's not going to say, well, I'm out of momentum now because, well, Amy, my course business has absolutely exploded. They don't say that. They're like, oh my gosh, thank you. This community is the best. It's the thing that's helped me go from not having a course business, as you said, to a multi-million dollar course business. Like, they don't want to leave that. So if as long as we continue to help our people get results and experience progress, that's a huge glue factor. Another glue factor are the relationships that they build. And they don't have to build a ton of relationships. My kids, my whole family, we moved to a new area a few years ago. And that ultimately meant that my kids were going to a brand new school. And at the time, my daughter, Marla, she was 10, and my son, Sam, was 7. And they're at that tender age where they just want to fit in. They don't want to be the new kid. And so we walked our kids to school on that first day. And my wife, Amy, and I were a little bit nervous. We were like, we just want them to feel settled. And so we found their teacher. They found their class. In they go. We came back at the end of the day, and I was watching to see, you know, my kids coming out. And I was trying to gauge their face. Like, was this a good day, a bad day? Like, and I see my daughter, Marla, first. And she comes out, and I can see this gigantic smile on her face. And I was like, oh. And so she comes running up, and I said, Marla, I said, how was your day? She's like, Dad, this is the best school ever. I said, really? I'm like, tell me why. She's like, okay, well, you know how I used to go to Montessori school? And I said, yeah. She said, there's another girl in my class that used to go to Montessori school too. I'm like, oh, that's amazing. She's like, yeah, but Dad, it gets better. She's like, you know how I love horses? I said, well, yeah. She's like, there's another girl in my class that loves horses too. I'm like, oh my God. She's like, but Dad, you know the new barn that I'm riding at? I said, yeah. She's like, her mom owns the barn. I'm like, get out of town. I'm like, that's crazy. She's like, Dad, this is the best school ever. Now, time out. Why in her mind had this school been framed up as the best school ever? It's because she made one meaningful relationship. How do we apply that to our communities and our memberships? Our job is not to help them make this gigantic pool of friends. If we can help them form one meaningful relationship, it can frame up their entire perspective of our community. You know, Amy, I heard from a few women that in 2018 joined my community and they formed this incredible friendship. Every year, they now go on vacation together as families. This group of women started in our community not having any membership whatsoever. Many of them didn't have a business, and they have formed, like, in that group, I think there's like 7 or 8 of them. I want to say like 5 or 6 of them have multi-million dollar memberships in all kinds of different markets, and they have formed this incredible friendship and relationship. And every year when they go away together, I get messages from them thanking me for the fact that our community was the place where they first met. That right there is glue. That right there is what keeps people in our communities. So progress and results, huge glue factor. One meaningful relationship can be a huge glue factor. And if they form a few more relationships, they could be anchored to you for life.
Oof. And I think it's the best compliment when I hear a student say, I met so-and-so in your membership and now we're friends or now we're collaborating. I feel like really proud that that was able to happen in my membership. So you have to be intentional and mindful of that.
And speaking of intention with helping people form relationships, this is more of a tactical idea for people, but every membership should have a directory. That's number one, a directory of all of your members. Number two is that you should be asking your members certain questions in the onboarding process that help facilitate connection between members. So I'll give you some examples. So we ask, hey, are you looking for others to interview inside of your membership? Do you have a podcast or Facebook Lives that you interview others? We also ask, are you open to being interviewed by others? We also ask, where are you located? Are you open to being connected with others who may be in the same geographical area? Now, what that does is it gives us points of connection, because then when people go into our members directory, they can literally filter. Like, I want to find people in this market who are open to being interviewed or who are looking for people to be interviewed. And as soon as they find all those people, boom, now there's this point of connection. Or, hey, I'm looking to connect in person with people in my local area, which, by the way, has happened multiple times in our community where people in like Vancouver have gotten together, or in Toronto, or in Florida, as an example. And they get together as a result of finding each other through the members directory. So there's ways to help facilitate those connections as well, but it comes because we're being intentional. So you brought up that word intention. Yes, we don't just want to leave it to chance. We want to be intentional about how we connect our people. And a members directory is a great way to do that.
Absolutely. We created, finally, we have our directory up in Momentum. It's one of my favorite things. So highly recommend that for sure. Okay, so here's the thing. We just scratched the surface with memberships. There's so much more that once you really understand the power of memberships, you will realize why one is so important in your business. So you have a free workshop coming up. Can you talk about what that workshop is all about? What are people going to learn? I'll give everyone a URL where they can go to get it, but talk to me about what they're going to learn.
Once a year, we host this free workshop. And the goal of this free workshop is not actually to give you some information and kind of just let you go off on your own. It's actually to help you launch your membership during the free workshop, which is kind of mind-boggling, because I know some people listening are thinking to themselves, wait a minute, Stu, I don't even know my idea yet. I don't even know what market. We're going to help give you that clarity. You'll come out of this workshop knowing exactly who to serve, how to position yourself, how to launch your membership. Many of you, and I hope you listening right now are one in this group, are actually going to launch your membership and start getting recurring revenue into your business during the free workshop.
Like, I've seen it happen. So I have seen proof that this has happened many times in your workshop.
It is so exciting, because what happens is people get out of their own way. Like, so many times people hesitate for whatever reason. It might be like the technology. They get in their head about like the technology, or they get in their head thinking that they've got to have a certain audience size, which, by the way, if you've got 200, not 200,000, 200 people, 200 people in your audience, you've got more than enough to launch your membership. And by the way, if you've got zero in your audience, does it take long to get to 200 on social? No, it doesn't. So point of the matter is this can happen very quickly. And we show you how. We walk you through the steps of how to position yourself, how to craft a membership that serves your people at the highest level, how to launch your membership, and how to start growing it, producing that predictable, reliable source of revenue coming into your business. It is it's like my Super Bowl of the year. I love this time of year, and I love pouring into people and helping open their eyes to what is possible with a membership.
It is incredible. So amyporterfield.com/membership. That's where you go. amyporterfield.com/membership. Free workshop. highly recommend it. He only does it once a year. It's totally live and really interactive. So that's where you need to go. Stu, thank you so much for your time. You know you are always going to be my go-to source for all things memberships. I have a multi-million dollar membership because of you, and I love that I get to introduce you to my audience as well. So thank you so much for being here.
Nah, you're the best. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you.
So there you have it. I hope you love this conversation with Stu because he is such a forward thinker. And we could talk about this for hours and hours. I love how he embraces technology, and I love how he looks at memberships. And his enthusiasm for memberships makes you think like, wait a second, should I have a membership in my business? Should I explore this? The answer is yes, you should explore it. So amyporterfield.com/membership, go there now to get into his free workshop. It will be so worth it. I think my favorite part of the conversation is when he talked about points of connection, you creating points of connection in your membership so that your students are just embedded into the fabric of what you're doing in that membership. They are kind of like eat, sleep, breathing everything that you are teaching because they feel connected with other people and they don't feel alone in the experience. And we know that so much of what we do as entrepreneurs and business owners, it can feel lonely. But maybe you're teaching an audience that has nothing to do with business. I'm sure that connecting at that level, finding your people, makes such a difference. Continue to think of that story he told about his daughter, Marla, where she found someone just like her at school, and now school is the best thing ever. You want someone to feel that way about your membership. So looking for points of connection, I felt like that was my biggest takeaway from this conversation. All right. So again, get into his free workshop. It is so good. He makes it better and better every single year. And there are people that literally are launching their membership during this free workshop. It's kind of wild. I've never seen anything like it. AmyPorterfield.com/membership. Can't wait to see you there. Bye for now.